new research from Gallup out that says that 40% of Americans would be interested in government jobs has up 16 percentage points, which is quite a big jump. We've also done our own survey of career counselors on our Call to Serve network and found similarly a very substantial increase in the sense that the students are interested in federal jobs. The Gallup information, as well as the survey of career counselors, suggests that the biggest driver is the desire for security and for a job to begin with, but that there are multiple things at work here, including the excitement that President Obama has created around government and the more central role that government plays in many people's minds in dealing with the myriad of challenges we face as a country.
Yeah, and Max, getting to that point about President Obama, you travel around a lot of employment circles, you talk to a lot of feds at different levels, and you hear this often, that President Obama has wanted to make government, as he puts it, cool again. Do you find that has real resonance, and that people are starting to think that, yeah, it is cool to work for the government?
I think it does. I think it is working. I think that he really has excited people, and they're looking at government in a different way. I think the sale is not entirely made yet, and it's going to require a lot of additional things, including getting more information out about specific opportunities. So people may be interested in government but not really know what they specifically might do, what career options might be available to them. And then even if to get them interested, you run into that dreaded obstacle course of the hiring process, which is truly daunting, and that has to be fixed as well.
Boy, you tell me about that, because that whole, now there's been a discussion about whether the KSAs, the long essay questions that many agencies require you to ask to get your job are really necessary. Office of Personnel Management says no, and yet agencies still seem to require them. Why do you think there's a disconnect between those two issues?
Well, truthfully, I mean, the hiring process has been an issue that, you know, for over a decade people have talked about. And I think the primary problem is that leadership in government never pays attention to talent issues. They don't see people as an asset, and they don't invest in it. They don't prioritize in working on these people concerns. And so it's not so much that people don't understand that there's a problem now. It's that they have to actually see it as important enough that they're going to spend real time and leadership time in making it work. We have some clear positive signs. The new director of OPM, John Barry, I think has a terrific vision of the change he wants to see, and I think he's got the energy and capacity to make some stuff happen. Senators Ikaka and Voinovich have introduced really important legislation to change the hiring process. You got a number of cabinet secretaries that are focusing on management issues, and that's important. But truth be told, and this is going to sound like strong medicine, but it frankly ought to be a presidential priority. We're talking about filling probably close to 600,000 jobs in the next 4 years. It's going to be setting the traces not only for solving today's problems, but also tomorrow's. And this ought to be a priority of this administration to make sure government has the right talent to get the job done right.
We're talking this morning to Max Dyer. He's the president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service, and he's talking to us about some new Gallup organization polls that show government service is becoming more popular.
Yeah, this Gallup poll was a project, I think, of the Council for Excellence, which you absorbed earlier this year. And what are the trends over the years, looking at the survey results over the past several years? What do you see emerging as the big trends?
Well, again, the most noticeable trend, and it's a very encouraging one, is that Americans are giving government another look. They're open-minded about and interested in actually thinking about public employment. And that's really important, because that's sort of the first step on the road. And as I mentioned earlier, there are several others that have to occur to really make this a success. But the encouraging news is you got Americans who are paying attention, thinking government is a place they may want to go into. There's still a substantial distrust or skepticism about whether government can get the job done. And as I say, there's still a big information gap for folks in understanding really what those specific opportunities are for them, and a concern about bureaucracy. And that hiring process reinforces it, concern that they're going to enter into this big organization where they can't get anything done.
Well, and that's part of it is true because they do have to jump through many hoops. They may apply for a job and for months and months not hear a word, not know whether or not the application even was received. And so it's a very frustrating hiring process. I think it's especially for young people who are so demand driven. You know, I put my application in, I hear something back, and then I get hired. And, you know, for them to go through a lengthy process is probably not the expectation.
Right. You're 100% right. It's bad all around, worse for younger people who have, more expectations that responses will come a lot faster. But it's also important to see that this process is broken in many ways, not just one. It's not just too slow. You mentioned also you don't know where you are in the process.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a big problem. It's too difficult. And then finally, government doesn't always do the best job of choosing the right talent. And, you know, hire fast or slow, if you don't choose the right person, doesn't much matter. So that's something that I hope doesn't get lost here. In an effort to push for a faster process, which it should be, that we also make sure we're getting a better process to find better talent.
And by the way, the process doesn't work a whole lot better for existing federal employees who want to be mobile and find a job in another agency, too. They face the same roadblocks.
It does not work well for them either, and frankly, again, you know, they're being disserved by the fact that they're not being invested in a way that they ought to. There's a book that recently came out, The People Factor, that describes that a $10 billion investment in training would yield a $300 to $600 billion return. And we underinvest in our existing workforce, and that hurts on the recruiting end, too. Because, you know, again, most young talent and most talent in general, they want to go to a place where they're going to be developed, where they're going to be invested in. They'll give, but they also want to be grown.
And, Max, I was down on the mall yesterday at Public Service Recognition Week, and wow, lots of crowds. Nobody seemed to mind the rain very much. I think you were testifying yesterday, so I was looking in the distance and seeing that big gray building with a dome. But I can tell you your people were doing a great job down there. I was at the Fed Pitch event, and it went very, very well.
It's awesome. I was there in the morning as well. And there are, you know, two massive tents with over 100 different agencies represented, exhibiting really cool things about what the government does. If we could get every American to walk through those tents, problem solved. And that's what we really need to actually make happen. We need to share these stories so more Americans understand what their government is doing for them. And truthfully, the exhibits on the mall is a pretty darn nice way of doing it.
And it's really wonderful because this is a real interaction between federal employees and people who may be looking for jobs, or this may be the first touch that they've had with their own federal government, which sometimes can be a little daunting process. It's confusing. It's kind of opaque. It's hard to get in. You can't just walk in the door of a federal agency anymore. So people really just don't have a good way to put their arms around their government, and this is a really good way to do that.
You're 100% right, and it's fun. So
CIA, IRS, they were all there.
Yeah, everybody's there, and as you say, it breaks the government down into understandable pieces, and that is something that doesn't happen very often.
No, and we thank you very much for joining us this morning to bring us the news about the Gallup poll, and good luck this weekend. Now, this goes through the weekend, right?
It does indeed. Today is actually student day, so we'll have lots of students and lots of fun things for them, and then it runs through Saturday and Sunday when we're going to have better weather. And again, there are a lot of cool things for all kinds of folks. The military has a lot of interesting things there, civilian agencies, and a lot of neat people.